News Talk ZB.
It's 5 to 1. Our online editor Alex Bray joins us now for the 2016, or continuing with the 2016 online news year in review, and touching on fake news today.
Yeah, where to even begin with a concept that I reckon has really defined the year in media in a lot of ways. But okay, to start, the original cause of fake news, at the heart of it, is that people produce it because it gets good clicks. And if your trust in news media is already lacking, then why not pump out stuff that isn't true, because clicks get cash. So remember Pokemon Go? All of those stories about, you know, the Florida boy who stabbed his brother to death over a deleted Pokemon, or a player witnessing a body being thrown out of a car, all of it was bollocks, and it was being pumped out by a site called Cartel Press. And if that name doesn't give you pause for thought, it probably should.
Yeah.
It's run by a 26-year-old who justified his fake news in an interview with Vice, saying it was a satire of news and he didn't trust news in the first place. And he makes money through Google AdSense. So the more clicks his fake news get, the more he's rewarded for basically making things up. The thing about fake news is that stories that are sensational get shared. And they're effectively too good to check. And so if a link looks legit, you end up with reputable media organizations picking up on it and not running necessarily the checks that they probably should.
Which is outrageous. And also selecting the juicy headlines without putting in context.
Precisely. And the juicy headlines especially, because so many social media users, more than half of links put on social media are shared without actually being read in the first place, that it really, really does reward fake news. And that brings me to how Facebook and Google have tried to crack down on fake news, but at the moment their reporting tools to spot a fake story, they aren't really working because they're not addressing the problem. Need a-